The 2020 election is the first major one in New York where voters had the choice of casting their ballots early. Polls were open from October 24th through November 1. According to the State Board of Elections, over 2.5 million people took advantage of that option, many waiting for over an hour in long lines. Also, because of the coronavirus pandemic, any eligible voter was able to cast an absentee ballot to be delivered either through the mail, at early polling sites, or on Tuesday at any polling location. Over 1 million voters have already sent in absentee ballots. In total, 1/4 of New Yorkers eligible to vote have already cast their ballots. Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says her group and other voting advocates lobbied Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature for funds to offer more early polling sites, but that did not happen.
I wish they would have given more money to counties so that they could have had more poll sites, had more hours, and be prepared for this. But overall, it does seem like those who did vote early were in good spirits. There wasn't too much complaining going on. And overall, I think that New Yorkers were really happy to have the option to vote early this year.
Among the races being voted on are a number of contested campaigns for Congress, as well as for the state Senate. One of the most competitive congressional districts in the nation encompasses Staten Island, where first-term Democrat Max Rose is fighting a challenge by Republican Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis. The ads are intense.
Hypocrite. Someone who says one thing but does another. Example, Max Rose.
It's everything you hate about politics, all in one person. Nicole Malliotakis.
Other close races include two central New York rematches. Former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is seeking to win her seat back from Democrat Anthony Brindisi. And Congressman John Katko, a Republican, faces Democratic challenger Dana Balter for a second time. Also in play, an open seat on Long Island held by longtime Congressman Peter King, a Republican who is retiring. In the state Senate, Democrats are hoping to increase their 40 of 63 seats by at least two more districts to form a supermajority. Then they'd have the power to override any vetoes by a governor. 10 longtime Republican senators are retiring. That could give Democrats an advantage in some of those open seats, says Senate Democratic Campaign Committee Chair Michael Gianaris.
We're expecting to pick up seats, and we're excited about Election Day.
Democrats in the state Senate are defending their record on criminal justice reforms, abortion rights, and anti-climate change measures. Republicans say Democrats went too far on items including bail reform and say New Yorkers don't want one-party rule by Democrats. The growing unpopularity of President Donald Trump in suburban areas could also swing some districts to Democrats. But Senate Republican Minority Leader Robert Ort says Trump remains popular in many regions of the state where GOP candidates are competitive.
In a lot of our competitive races where we are heavily invested and we believe we can pick up seats, I have not seen data, and I've looked at polls and data on all those races, that shows me that the president is going to be the reason why our candidate doesn't get there.
When all of the voting is finished, New Yorkers should not expect to know the results right away. Just like in the presidential contest, it could take weeks before all of the absentee ballots are tallied in close races. The vote does not have to be certified in New York until December 7th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.